go up the mountain, they said. Slay the dragon, rescue the princess. It's all a bunch of bullshit. If I hadn't gotten a reputation from my days of offing corrupt officials and giving the money away, I probably wouldn't even be here. Ugh, but of course, the king absolutely needs my help with this. Whatever. I'll just go up the mountain, try to make conversation with this dragon and figure out what's going on. After all, this princess would have gotten some message out by now if she were captive. It's not like dragons don't need to sleep or find food, and it's not like it has a castle or a prison to keep her trapped in. So, either she's happier there, or she's dead. And in either case, there's no reason for me to be here. At least it's more interesting than hunting bounties on rich arseholes. Wait. Yep, that's a dragon, baring its fangs. I mean you no harm. I've been sent to bring back a princess. If she's happier here, I have no intention of making her leave. Can you talk? Telepathic communication. That's different. Anyway, like I was saying, you seem sane and like you're just defending your territory. I will happily leave, but if you've killed or harmed the princess, I'm obligated to kick your ass. I'm gonna need proof she's safe. Lay down my weapons. Fine. You seem more scared than conniving. I'll toss my weapons aside. I should make it clear. I've got a lot of knives, so we'll be here for just a short while. There we are. Us assassins tend to carry a lot of backups. It doesn't do well to come unprepared. My armor. Yeah, I can take that off. You want me to strip? I mean, I get it. I had a bunch of concealed knives. It's a bit extreme, but I guess I can understand. Fine. Vulnerable. I think that if you tried to attack me, you'd certainly find that I don't need weapons to fight. That said, I hope it doesn't come to that. Don't move. You are the princess? Oh, well, shit. I guess that makes sense. The queen did kind of show up and leave under pretty odd circumstances. But I didn't think she was a dragon. So, why did you leave? Yeah, I guess I can understand Aiding not being able to date women due to the kingdom's laws. I can relate to that. I mean, there was a rumor you'd called a dragon just to get away from your father's archaic views. I guess that's more true than I thought. Oh, and you thought he'd be furious about you being a dragon. Yeah, that man kind of seems to hate anything that isn't noble, so I can see why that would be. I mean, he only hired me because everyone else who came after you went missing, otherwise he would have sent more nobility. You scared them off. I have a lot more respect for you knowing that. Come to your cave. yeah, sure, why not? I mean, considering you've had to live on your own, I should have expected a set of tools and weapons and some furs, but your cave seems quite livable. You clearly know what you're doing out here. So, I should ask, what would you like me to do? I could always report back to your father and tell him the truth, or whatever lie you feel would stop him from sending people. On the other hand, I could stay here, you know, make sure you're protected, and I'd follow you if you decided to move a bit further away and wanted me there. Yes, I'm serious. I made my living settling scores with corrupt officials back in the kingdom and making sure their money found its way to the common folk. There's not much of that there anymore, since people figured out quickly that corruption was a pretty good way to get an assassin to kill you, or at least redistribute your money. Since I have nothing else that's that important to do, protecting the rights of a princess seems like an alright job. Hell, maybe you being into women would enact some positive change in the kingdom if you decide to go back. Maybe your father would drop some of his less than stellar views. Yeah, I get that it's a hard decision to make. I can stick around the area and fend for my own needs while you decide. No, you don't have to take me in. Besides, your bed of pelt seems comfortable for one person, but a bit cramped for two. You're quite forward, Princess. I'm flattered that you would find me attractive, though, and I'm glad my chatter isn't boring you. No, not at all. I'd heard tale of the kind and generous princess, and I'm glad to see those tales weren't false. You're quite a woman to behold, and I would be lying if I claimed I was not enamored with your beauty. Yes, really. You're quite beautiful, and not one person has had a bad thing to say about you. I can see why now. Your presence is quite calming and welcoming, but you also have a fierce side you can show if you need to. And judging by the tools you've made, you're quite skilled with your hands. You want to show me a skill with your hands. I see. Yes, I can lay down on the bed for you. Why, you're so eager. No, I like a girl who knows what she wants. Yes, feel free to touch me down there. I would like to return the favor, though. Good. I want to explore all of this beautiful body of yours. Yes, please keep touching me down there. Oh, you're so good at this. Here, let me do the same for you. Your moans are so cute, dear. Please, keep moaning for me. Yes. I have to say, I did not think this was where my day was going. Happy it did, though. Fuck, yes. Right there. Am I hitting the right spots for you? Oh, good. I absolutely need to taste those cute breasts of yours. Oh, so good. Your moans are intoxicating. Oh, my, your wings are back. You transform just a little when you're feeling strong emotions. They're beautiful wings. Yes, do whatever helps you get up. Wrap it around us. You've been here for so long. I can't imagine you've had many women coming to visit you. Oh, yes. Are you close? Yeah, me too. Come with me. Let's come together. Fuck. Princess. Yes. Please, please, please. Come with me. Fuck, that was good. You really are quite incredible, my princess. May I stay the night? Every night? Yes, that sounds wonderful. I'll stay here and keep you safe from anyone who tries to hurt you. Safe from anyone who tries to hurt my lovely little princess. I'm yours, dear. Now then, we can figure out what to do about your father tomorrow, but for now, it's just you and me.